Forward by Paul E. Panchilia. My position at the Department of Blindness and Low Vision Studies at Western Michigan University gave me the opportunity to address the physical education problem arising from the closing of the Michigan School for the Blind and the relocation of its students to Michigan's public schools. As a result, in 1988, my Western Michigan University colleagues and I started an annual camp entitled the Sports Education Camp for Students with Visual Impairments, SEC. It was expanded to 11 states by 2003 and is now in its 33rd year. Directing the SEC results in a relationship with the SUNY Brockport Physical Education faculty. We met Lauren through our program and worked with her on several projects, including her initiation of camp abilities and our co-publication of Physical Education and Sports for People with Visual Impairments and Deafblindness, Foundations of Instructions, the first comprehensive sourcebook for teachers, parents, and others who teach movement and sport skills to children with visual impairments. The book won a coveted Bledsoe Award from the Association for Education and Rehabilitation of the Blind in 2016. The aim of Camp Abilities is to empower campers to be physically active members of their community. Learning the skills taught at camp increases their belief in themselves as athletes and convinces them they can play sports with their peers successfully. The best evidence of that belief is the midweek appearance of joyful faces and excited body language. Many camp graduates have gone on to join their school sports teams and, in some cases, even winning medals in the Paralympic Games. The need for camp abilities is rooted in a history of inadequate physical education for students with blindness, visual impairments, and deafblindness. When such children were transferred from state-run residential schools for the blind to their local schools in the 1970s, it soon became apparent public school physical educators were not equipped to meet their needs. Today, local schools are better equipped to serve them, but research still reports deficits in participation in physical education and in motor skill development of those with visual impairments compared to those without. The sports participation gap between students with and without visual impairments is much wider than the physical education deficit. Although Paralympic athletes with visual impairments perform at elite levels, it is extremely rare to find a student with blindness or visual impairment on any middle school or high school sports team. Camp Abilities arms campers with sports skills to improve their performance, but it also produces concomitant benefits. For example, it creates a social network of peers with visual impairments, improves the camper's public image, and raises student self-confidence. Given that many campers are the only students with a visual impairment in their local schools, their first experience with one another occurs at camp. Essentially, they form a peer support group at camp. The week provides countless opportunities to talk, share ideas and concerns, and make social media friends, often their favorite part of Camp Abilities. This work is not only a how-to book, but also a memoir enriched by anecdotes, insights, and personal observations. Readers will learn how Camp Abilities was created, implemented, and expanded, and how they can become part of the Camp Abilities movement. Furthermore, Lauren's narrative offers her memories of the journey developing and expanding Camp Abilities. The steps along that journey were complex and numerous, playing every sport she could as a kid, learning about children with visual impairments at Westchester University, understanding the children's perspective while skiing under a blindfold at Ski for Light, gaining practical knowledge at her first job at Perkins School for the Blind, working with children who are deafblind, and having her first thoughts about her own camp while at Oregon State University, becoming a professor at SUNY Brockport, developing and expanding Camp Abilities, and sharing her love for the work and the lessons she learned along the way. Lauren has dedicated her life to empowering children and teens through participation in physical activities and sports. In this book, she describes the primary tool for achieving that goal. Camp Abilities, a week-long educational sports camp, bringing students with visual impairments together on a university campus, housing them in dormitories, providing quality one-on-one sports skills instruction, focusing on achievement rather than simple participation, introducing campers to role models, and providing campers a real-life tournament experience. In general, members of the public have low expectations of individuals with blindness, visual impairment, and deafblindness. Lauren increases their expectations by flooding the media outlets and Camp Abilities communities with images of campers engaged in active sports activities, running a race, batting a beach baseball, long jumping, paddling a kayak, among others. In addition, she distributes these images widely through national news outlets, nationally syndicated sports television programs, her instructional educational videos, and YouTube productions. Lauren's 200 journal articles, 27 book chapters, and 23 books and innumerable professional presentations throughout the world have informed members of the public, parents, and physical educators and vision professionals about the problems faced by students with visual impairments in physical education classes and sports participation, and about the solutions offered by Camp Abilities. The high quality of educational materials she has contributed to the public and to her profession are indicative of her exceptionality. Lauren's scholarly excellence was substantiated by her 2019 receipt of a Global Fulbright Scholarship Award, which funded an international project to develop Camp Abilities in Ghana, Ireland, and Brazil. Lauren's most outstanding attributes, her limitless energy and drive to reach her goals of having a Camp Abilities within a half day's car ride of every child with a visual impairment, can only come from meeting her or observing her in action at a Camp Abilities. She hopes the story told here will serve to motivate readers to come to a future camp, to share their ideas and talents with her, and to join the Camp Abilities movement.